the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, jury. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the end of May, May 31st edition of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And I hope you all had a great month. We've been busy around here. Republican Party is, everything's heating up. We're moving into the major election cycle, and we're pretty excited about it. There's so much going on. One of the things, and I will mention it, one of the things that happened this morning in the political arena dealt with a couple of the Democrats on city council. And, Roger, have you seen this? You see this pop up?
Yeah, the information's just breaking. I don't know a whole lot about the case. You actually know more about it than I do, but you know, it's never a happy day when someone's facing criminal charges.
Exactly.
Two of our city council people are looking at some very serious legal issues they're going to have to face. Yeah. They've got families and loved ones who, you know, obviously are affected by this as well, and our hearts go out to them.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So keep, regardless of your political perspective, obviously, yeah, you want to keep everyone in your prayers, but we also want, you know, the right things done.
Right, exactly. And that's very well put. I appreciate that very much. We're obviously talking about federal indictments that were brought this morning. These are indictments against Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown, both on Jacksonville City Council. They are not related to each other, they were involved in a business. We're going back to the old. We've been talking about this for years and years and years and years. And Katrina Brown and her family had borrowed all kinds of money to put together a barbecue business, which sounded like a great idea. Unfortunately, after they collected hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Allegedly.
Well, no, they collected
it. I know that. I'm just professing what you're going to say next.
Oh, okay.
Word allegedly.
Okay. Yeah. The allegedly is afterwards.
I mean, you can borrow money for a barbecue business from the city?
Well, you apparently
so.
You can.
Oh,
well.
Apparently, yes. The answer to that is a yes.
Right. And it's not unusual, I'll say, too, for the city of Jacksonville to partner with various enterprises.
Right.
We just gave either a grant or a loan to a Chinese outfit for putting together solar panels on the west side of Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. We partner all the time with organizations like the Jaguars.
Right.
And
well, that's a little different.
Yeah. Who else was it that we...
I'm
thinking of some others as well.
There's a lot of
the
smaller,
landing, for example.
The landing that was a little bit different.
Thing. Right.
Yeah. But they do occasionally. They do work with small businesses with the intent that those businesses will hire people, will create jobs, and
there was an offer made to Amazon to move their headquarters.
Absolutely.
Here. We weren't chosen, but there was an offer to partner with them as well.
Yeah, and actually
so
through the state at the state level, and obviously that happened when Amazon moved their warehouse as well. So,
but I believe the city
it's not unusual.
The city offered them land, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think you're right. A lot of times it's a combination kind of thing, but you know, they did collect from the city and the federal government a few hundred thousand dollars. And unfortunately, the plant never opened and they never hired a single soul. And that, I think, has been made clear. That's not even an allegedly. That's just something that's been made clear over the last couple of years. But I was actually shocked. I mean, there's been a lot of back and forth, and there's been a lot of question about whether or not they were going to ask for repayment. And the city took a move to get their money back.
Right.
But
in civil court.
Right. And then all of a sudden, apparently the feds have been working hot and heavy on this for quite a while because they came up with indictments this morning, and there's Katrina is named in 37 counts.
I think I heard something about that. $750,000 or something.
Yeah. It's a very serious deal, and Reggie Brown was named in 34 counts. So it is it's a very serious deal.
Yeah, it's a risky thing.
It would be scary to me.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever one starts a business, there's always risk there. You know, and typically you're risking your own collateral and maybe getting a second mortgage in the house or whatever it might be, risking your own capital. In this case, they use city-owned capital in the form of a loan that they were supposed to pay back, and it's really unfortunate.
Well, and apparently, I would imagine, I haven't really looked at the details of this, but they did get a large loan from the federal SBA.
Okay,
and I think with this being federal indictments, I think that probably played a lot in it as well.
Well, there's some mail fraud charges I saw on the list, 60 pages.
Yeah, so it's huge.
I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Yeah,
in
I haven't
detail.
Looked at it either. But it's like I said, it's scary. I don't wish ill on anyone. I certainly don't with Reggie and Brown or Katrina Brown. Obviously, this is going to create some changes, I think, probably to the city council. And those are two districts that are definitely going to be in play at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the president of the city council has already moved to remove them from their committee.
Yeah, I believe
assignments
so.
As well. So
thank you. Yeah,
they're taking it seriously.
And absolutely, yeah, they definitely are. I mean, this has taken all the conversations and all the actions and really raised the bar significantly. So as I said, I don't have any ill wishes toward either Katrina Brown or Reggie Brown. It is unfortunate. We'll see what happens as all of this plays out in court. But it does make a difference in the political scene. And, we'll be looking at options as well. So
exactly. And honestly, I believe we have an opportunity to show that we're bigger than just politics, if you can remember them in your prayers.
Yeah, that's absolutely
Amen.
True. And we, yes, thank you. We absolutely try to be bigger than politics a lot of the time. There's been a lot of things that have happened around here where it really doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. We try to stand for the right thing,
mm-hmm.
and that. That always, in the long run, that pays off. So.
Right, exactly. It does. And,
yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, when we take that approach, I think we're a lot more respected.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I can't imagine us doing anything any other way. I've got with me today, you've been listening to Roger Henderson with WBOB, and I've got two other special guests in the studio today, and they are from the Justice Coalition. We've been talking about risk, and we've been talking about dealing with difficult situations, and these are two gentlemen who know exactly how to do that. We've got the chairman of the board of the Justice Coalition, Robert Bracewell, with us today. Robert, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you. And we also have the executive director, Michael Lyles, and he's with us as well. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
we are very glad to have you. We actually started seeing each other a couple, 3 weeks ago because of a situation that unfortunately affected a lot of people here in the political realm, because a lady that is known in this area, she's actually from Nassau County, but she's been a very active Republican volunteer for many, many years. She's been the president of the Nassau West Side Club for a few years, and just a wonderful person, a great, great individual. A lot of us know her. Her name is Ann Johnson, and her daughter disappeared about 3 weeks ago. Has not yet been found, and we've gone through a lot. So we're going to be talking about that and about what the Justice Coalition does in the community and how you might be able to help out. We will be taking a break here, but as soon as we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with Mike and with Robert, and we're going to talk about the Justice Coalition because it's extremely important. They do wonderful things in our community. So don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
killed.
Yeah, well, Kyle's not here.
How come?
Kicked off the team. Didn't Tim tell you? Kyle and some other kids got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Come on, it's a first offense, right?
That we know of. But why should that matter? He knew not to drink. I've made it clear to Matt, that's what we expect from him. What have you said to Tim?
Nothing really. You know, a lot of kids try it at this age, so...
Yeah, well, a lot of kids don't try it, too. I'm not saying that Matt's going to be this perfect kid, but if I don't tell him what we expect and why he shouldn't drink, how's he going to know?
You think kids that age really listen?
They never admit it, Bill, but they hear more than you think.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with kids about underage drinking, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Glad you could stay with us and be with us today. We are talking about the Justice Coalition, and we wanted to welcome you back. Obviously, you're listening to WBOB on AM 600, FM 101.1. And if you have questions or comments and you want to call in and get in the conversation, you're welcome to do so, 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-TALK, 8255. So, all right, so I'm talking to Michael, and I'm talking to Robert with the Justice Coalition. These guys do some amazing work in this community. Can you give us an idea of just what it is, what is the mission? What does Justice Coalition do?
The mission for the Justice Coalition is to advocate for innocent victims of violent crime, educate victims about their rights in the justice system, and work with law enforcement to make our community safer. Okay. That's our mission statement.
Okay.
What we do is we advocate for innocent victims in North Florida, covering 8 counties, Duval, St. John's, Clay, Baker, Nassau, Flagler, Bradford, and Putnam. We provide immediate crisis intervention, educate victims regarding their rights, accompany victims to court proceedings, act as a liaison between victims, prosecutors, law enforcement, and media, offer rewards for the arrest and conviction for missing persons and wanted fugitives. We assist victims in applying for victim compensation. We assist victims in writing an effective impact statement to deliver at sentencing. Wow. And we provide grief counseling as needed. And we also help out with a few other things as needed, too.
Okay.
Thank you so much for what you do for the community.
Absolutely.
And it's so neat. I would imagine people who, for example, lose a loved one due to a senseless act of violence, and they may not have the financial wherewithal to have a proper you know, going away event, funeral services. You help with that type
of
thing?
We help with that stuff, too. We gather funds for funeral expenses, housing. Mm. Sometimes it's clothing. Sometimes it's transportation. It's a miscellaneous bag of assortment of things that we can help out with.
It's an emotionally charged moment for, in fact, that's how I got involved into it.
My wife was
the San Jose Elementary School music teacher that we just celebrated her Day of the Arts this past Friday.
Right.
She was senselessly murdered on March 23rd of 2017. So far, we have been through 17 hearings. I have two daughters that live in Tallahassee who drive over for every hearing. I have a son in Orlando that drives up for 90% of the hearings. Mm-hmm. I have a son and a daughter who live here in town. We have been to all of these hearings, and so far, the only thing we know for certain is that he's facing the death penalty and that he has been established as competent to stand trial. Since last month, the grand jury came back with a first-degree murder indictment. We have to backpedal a little bit because the attorney who was representing him was not death penalty qualified. So now we start the process just about all over.
That's got to be frustrating. And that really is how you got involved in this, because when this happened to you, this had to have been just mind-numbing. You don't know where to turn.
It goes beyond mind-numbing. Believe it or not, my wife was attacked in our home not once but twice. In 1993, she was attacked by a 12-time convicted felon named Curtis Head, who was the first convicted person in Florida under the home invasion robbery statute.
Yes.
He drew a life sentence for that attack, but she survived it, thank God. She was pregnant at the time. We didn't even know that.
Oh, my goodness.
But surprisingly, before the baby was born, we received a letter from the parole commission stating that they were considering him to set an early release date after he had just been given a life sentence for the assault.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was heavily involved in 1993 and 94 with the Duval County chapter of Stop Turning Out Prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to successfully get a law passed in statute form that required convicted felons to serve 85% of their sentences. Believe it or not, Jeb Bush was a part of our efforts, as was previous Governor Charlie Crist was heavily involved in that from St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
But once that happened, I came back to Jacksonville, went back to work, being a husband, father, and a businessman, putting Jacksonville's hardcore unemployed to work, thinking I had done my job.
Right.
But I met a gentleman in that process of lobbying named Ted Hires, who came back and started the Justice Coalition. Ted and I were good friends, and the first day my family and I went for a hearing for this person who's murdered my wife,
mm-hmm.
I met a sweet lady from the Justice Coalition named Ida Quinones,
mm-hmm.
and Ida told me she was with the Justice Coalition, which brought back fond memories for me from it. In fact, Ted, his wife, and I, and my wife all drove to Tallahassee together to lobby the legislators one time before. So I had asked Ida to let the people know that if I could do anything for the coalition, I would love to get involved again.
You were there.
And I got the next couple of days, I got a word from Robert that he'd like to meet with me.
Wonderful. And you were installed as executive director, a year ago?
November of last year.
Was it November of last year? Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
A little bit of history about the Justice Coalition. It was started by Ted Hires in 1995. Ted Hires was the average businessman working 68 hours a week, and his life changed the day he was and his staff were robbed at gunpoint.
As
a victim of crime, Mr. Hires found that the justice system worked harder for the criminal than the victim.
Yeah.
As a result, Mr. Hires formed the Justice Coalition to make justice more responsive to victims, and that's how it all started.
And so basically the Justice Coalition was formed, and your primary mission is indeed to be that middleman, to provide the support.
That's right.
Both emotional support, financial support, legal support as far as being a conduit between the family and all of these other agencies that you don't know what's going on, and these all the legal process that people don't understand.
People don't have a clue when they go to court the first time. They really don't. And then it's an eye-opener when they find out just how troublesome it is just to try to get justice for a lost loved one.
Right, right. So,
and we've been instrumental in demonstrating how important this concept is for assisting the victims, because, again, that for that 20 years I was out of it, the Justice Coalition was setting the bar on victims' rights, establishing those rights, and bringing awareness to the public. The victims need some help.
That's
right. And Mike's been a blessing to us. He came to us. You know, all I can say, it was God's intervention that Mike was, you know, had the opportunity to meet with me, and we talked, and it was a perfect fit. Mike is giving back to the community and helping us out a long way, you know, with the Justice Coalition.
Oh, God bless you both. God bless you both and your whole organization. There's some wonderful people that work for Justice Coalition and have worked for Justice Coalition. Great, great, great organization. So now you're talking about doing everything you can within the community to make sure that the victims' rights and the family rights are upheld, and that they receive everything that they should receive. They get all the help that they need to get, so that eventually justice can be done. And there's something coming up on the ballot.
Yeah, I'm going to let Mike talk about Marcy's Law, but briefly, I just want to say that the Florida statutes that are on the books, you know, people refer to the Florida statutes as our victims' rights, and they are. That's what they are, but they're not enforced like the constitutional rights are.
Okay.
Criminals have constitutional rights when they go to court, you know, the right to speedy trial, right to trial by jury, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
That's what we're trying to attempt to change, and that's where Marcy's Law will come in. Mike, you can talk about that.
All right. So we've got something coming up on the ballot. Now, you guys were instrumental in helping get all this put together.
We did a lot of work with the group called Marcy's Law. This is Marcy's Law for Florida. It is regarding Amendment 6.
Amendment 6 on your ballot.
It was the first bill approved by the Constitutional Revision Committee, and
they got it right.
And we frankly got our final vote was 34-3 in favor of this proposal. And again, when people start analyzing what we're trying to accomplish, because in summary, we're trying to establish constitutional rights for victims that are equal to, not superior to, but equal to those of the accused and those who have committed crimes.
It's mind-boggling to me that there were 3 votes against it. I mean, who are these people?
Yeah, really.
Mostly attorneys.
Unbelievable.
For defense.
Oh, okay. Defense attorneys. All right. Well, that kind of makes sense. All right, so Marcy's Law is coming up. It will be on your ballot in November. We have a lot of constitutional amendments that we're looking at on the ballot. Some of them are kind of weird. Some of them you may want to just bypass. I hear a lot of people going, forget that. We're not changing the Constitution. I'm just going to vote no on everything. Well, let's give that a second thought. Second thought, because Amendment 6 is incredibly important.
Let me tell you about the endorsements that Marcy Law's and Amendment 6 has had already. It's received bipartisan support from a variety of state leaders, public officials, community leaders, et cetera. Former Governor Rick Scott, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Florida Speaker of the House Richard Corcoran, Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis, State Senator Lauren Book, State Senator Darrell Rousen, former Secretary of the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Wansley Walters, more than 35 sheriffs, 5 state attorneys, organizations that have endorsed Marcy's Law are Florida Council Against Sexual Abuse, Sexual Violence, Florida Police Chiefs Association, Florida Sheriffs Association.
Okay.
The Justice Coalition, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, National Federation of Independent Business Florida, Peyton Tuthill, and
Foundation
for Smart Justice.
We got a hard break coming up. We will be right back, because when we come back, we're going to tell you exactly what you can do to help. We want to make sure that everybody's aware. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting today with a top North Korean official ended more than 2 hours earlier than expected because he says the talks went so well and made progress in salvaging an on-again, off-again summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. However, it is not confirmed the meeting is going to proceed. However, they say they're making good progress. Pompeo also stressed that the U.S. and its allies in South Korea and Japan are all on the same page. President Trump continues to publicly criticize his attorney general, but Jeff Sessions is refusing to leave the Justice Department. One analyst says that's because Sessions is tired of being publicly humiliated by the president. He plans to carry out the policies he's put into place during his time in office. On Wall Street, it's been slow going with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 241 points, the NASDAQ down 16. This is SRN News.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
God is speaking in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2. He says this, "Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness in a land not shown." How incredible is that reminder that when we turn our backs on God, when we forget God, He does not forget us. He remembers us and He desires to have fellowship with us. Today is a wonderful day to return to our Lord.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Do you or someone you know have confusion or memory loss that's become worse over time? These could be symptoms of early stages of Alzheimer's disease. We're researching two investigational drugs to see how safe they are and if they can slow the symptoms of Alzheimer's in people aged 60 to 85. Eligible participants will receive study-related care at no cost. To learn more about the Trailblazer ALZ study, please call 904-429-1203. Again, that's 904-429-1203.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is Karen Morton with the chairman of the Republican Party, Duval County. You're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and you're listening to WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1. Phone number if you need to call in, want to make a suggestion, make a comment, ask a question. It is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255, and you can give us a call. We have Robert Bracewell and Michael Lyles from the Justice Coalition. We're going to talk a little bit more about Marcy's Law and how you can help out with the Justice Coalition and with getting Marcy's Law passed in November. And then we're also going to be bringing in, we've got a person who's joined us here, and that is Jim Overton, former property appraiser and running for tax collector in the special election coming up in August. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Glad to have you here.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
So we want to finish up with Marcy's Law and
Karen,
Justice Coalition.
If I may, yeah. One of the things we really want people to be aware of is what this Marcy's Law will do. Amendment 6 aims to ensure victims and their families have true equality under the law by guaranteeing them standing in court. Right now, for example, let's talk about some of the things that we're looking at for victim rights to become constitutionally enforced, to mm-hmm. be treated with dignity, respect, courtesy, sensitivity, and fairness, to have standing in court. A lot of these hearings that I've talked about so far, 17 hearings,
right.
I haven't been noticed by any state organization when these hearings are taking place. I'm there. I hear it when they reset it. But for the average blue-collar worker who has to work for a living, right. if they're not there every day, if they don't have an advocate in place to know when these hearings take place, then
left out.
They'll That's have right. hearings without the victims even knowing they're taking place.
That's unbelievable.
We have a right to privacy. I'll tell you, I was stunned beyond just coming home and finding my wife had been beaten to death, but I came home the other night to hear my voice making the 911 call on the television, which was very
despicable.
Distressing. I've seen pictures of my wife beaten to death that should never have been made public.
Oh, my God.
And yet the connection to that was sent to me through a media source.
I mean,
these are the things that I look at that are horrifying, because I'll tell you, as traumatizing as finding her was, seeing the close pictures of what she looked like after this man just took her apart. He broke both of her jaws, broke her eye socket, practically severed her ears with a golf club. And to see that and to have forwarded those pictures to my children was devastating.
Yeah,
that should
despicable.
Not have happened. We want to know when the important parts of these cases are coming up. I've talked to victims who have been told and assured that they would not discover a deal had been made without their being told, only to be called and told, we're making a deal, so you if you're not there, we
Life's
can't help
difficult.
You.
Yeah.
And these are the things that we look at.
It's a constant
that just can't
battle.
Happen.
I can only begin to imagine that it is indeed. And so that's why that's what Marcy's Law is trying to fix. They're trying to make sure that the victims and the victims' families are properly notified, get the respect and the privacy to which they are entitled.
What we're looking for is, I'll give you a great example. On August 22nd, I had to sit in a hearing room with the man who beat my wife to death, which was also should have been my 42nd wedding anniversary.
Oh my
that
gosh.
They had set the hearing date on our anniversary, and I tried to stop it and didn't have a mechanism in place to do that.
Okay.
Now, I say that to say this. I'm supposed to have the right, but since nobody allowed me that right, all they could tell me afterwards, oh, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
That's not meaningful to a victim.
Exactly. I can't, like I said, I can't even begin to imagine. All right. So Marcy's Law is something that is going to appear on your ballot in November. What can people do to become familiar with Marcy's Law? How can they help with this?
They can contact my office at the Justice Coalition at 904-629-2779. They can go to our website, www.justicecoalition.com, and they can also go to U.S. Marcy's, it's usmarcyslaw.com, and it will connect them to the efforts in Florida. Marcy herself was a young woman, beautiful woman, who was beaten herself and murdered herself in California. Her brother and mother walked into a convenience store, and the guy that killed her had been arrested, had been released on bail in California, and they had not even been notified. So they bump into the murderer
Oh my gosh.
After they had gone to their their daughter and their sister's
grave. Yeah, absolutely unbelievable.
So he started Marcy's Law.
With Marcy's Law, they're looking for people in the community, leaders in the community, businesses in the community who would be willing to endorse Marcy's Law.
Right.
And you can get that endorsement page by going to that website, usmarcyslaw.com, and that's usmarcyslaw.com. usmarcyslaw.com. You can get the endorsement form. It's very short, very simple, very to the point. But say, yes, you know, it's time that the victims have the same rights as the perpetrators. And I just don't see a problem with this.
And if you're a business leader, you can also have an appointment with me. I'll come explain every element of it to you, to your staff, to your people, whatever you need. And, of course, the Justice Coalition always needs support from our community.
Absolutely.
We can't help your neighbors and your family members and friends that have been injured by crime if we don't know who they are. And we're there for everybody.
Right,
Not just for any race,
Absolutely.
Wealth category. We deal with people of all walks
absolutely,
of life.
Absolutely.
The only requirement is that a police report has to be filed in order for us to help a victim. They can, if there's been an incident, then they can have a police report filed and then contact our office and make an appointment, and we can work it that way. Otherwise, you know, we go through the police department using the police forms, the police reports that are already filed, and contact victims that way. I would like to make one quick correction on the phone number for the Justice Coalition.
Okay.
The office is 904-783-6312, and the number that was read off is my cell phone, 904-629-2779. But you're welcome to call me anytime, and I'll be happy to help you out. And I'll get you in the right place. And also,
he's a lonely guy, so
I have nobody to talk to. But if you'll contact the office or contact me, we'll get you that form to be an endorsement for Marcy's Law. Please come. All I want to say is please vote yes on Amendment 6, and please support the Justice Coalition any way you may be able to, financially, volunteer, whatever the case may be. You contact us, we'll find something for you.
Perfect. You know, and absolutely. The wonderful people, and if you can help out in any way, please do so. We will be talking about Marcy's Law later on during the year, because again, as we get closer to the November ballot, as long as we get closer to the election, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. So stay tuned for that. But I really, Robert and Michael, thank you both for being here.
You are delightful, Karen.
And we're
Let
so
me
glad
put
to have
in
you.
A plug for my friend Jim here.
Hey,
too,
we're going to move
well.
Over to
he's
Jim.
One
All
of
right.
my, he's one of my favorite people. He has been a civil servant in Jacksonville forever. I've had the pleasure of voting for him, talking to him, and he has always been a comforting ear to citizens who were really concerned about our city. So
all right. Well, you can't get better than that, Jim.
There you go, Jim. That's all I got to say.
How much
did
he pay you, Mike?
You guys are welcome to stay here. Jim, we got Jim Overton, and I can't do an intro better than that. So Jim Overton, running for tax collector here in Duval County, and things kind of got heated up a little bit in your race because you thought when you filed, you thought that you were going to be running in March and May of 2019, and just like any other city election coming up, Michael Corrigan was term limited, and that was going to be it.
Everybody got term limited after the Supreme Court changed their mind in the Broward County case in 2012, I guess it was. Anyway, let me put a plug in for the Justice Coalition.
I've known these guys
for a long time, and they do remarkable work in our community, and you kind of forget that they're out there working for us in these important matters, and that story about Michael's wife is just incredible. And anything we're going to talk about with the tax collector's office kind of pales in comparison to the seriousness of that and the seriousness of this issue with victims' rights, which, of course, we all would support. And I don't know who would not be a supporter of Amendment 6.
I don't either. It just wouldn't make sense to me at all. But when we come back, we're going to be talking just with our guest here. We're going to be talking about the tax collector's race, and that's been moved up to August because of Corrigan's resignation. So hold on for me. We will be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate New Year's resolution for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's S-H-A-W-N. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN. That's 777-4296. 904-77-SEAN and Sean Robinson Realty.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we are in our last segment of the hour. This hour just flies by. It's amazing to me. It flies by. Hope everybody's has stayed tuned in, because we've got Jim Overton with us in the office, and we're going to be talking about his election. I just want to mention very, very quickly, this Saturday we've got two big events coming up. Saturday morning is the Mandarin Republican Club. It meets at 10 a.m. at the Golden Corral on San Jose Boulevard, and it's a great club. You'll enjoy it a great deal. Very, very informative. So Mandarin Club this Saturday morning, and then this Saturday afternoon is and actually the something that Ann Johnson, the Nassau County former REC member and Republican activist, has been very active in for many, many years, and that is the Nassau County Reagan Day Barbecue. That'll be at the fairgrounds in Callahan between noon and 3 p.m. It's a great event. The main speaker this Saturday is Ron DeSantis, who is obviously one of our major candidates running for governor. So if you can get there, please do so. I think it's $15 or something at the door, but you want to make sure that you get there. It's always a great time, and support the candidates up in Nassau County. So, Jim Overton. Jim, you are running for tax collector. Now, everybody deals with the tax collector, right?
Everybody does.
Everybody does, but for and a huge number of things. The tax collector covers a large array of services for the community. What exactly
and it,
do you
and
do?
It seems like every legislature gives it more responsibilities.
Yeah.
So now all the driver's licenses are all there. The concealed weapons licenses are there, which yep. are kind of not traditional things for the tax collector to collect.
Yeah.
So they're doing all kinds of things that they didn't used to do. There's a revenue involved with that, so the state gives the local authority the right to keep some of that revenue, but it's a big job now. It didn't always it wasn't always that mm-hmm. way. It's the one place where everybody meets the government. Sometimes for the first time, sometimes for the nth time, and sometimes you're there for quite a long time. I mean, your husband was telling me that he was there for a couple hours this month, and it's unfortunate, but that does happen toward the end of the month if you get close to the deadlines. The best thing you can do at the tax office, if you're there for something like a driver's license where you have to actually be there, is show up in the middle of the month.
And not on a Monday.
And not near a payday or not. there are certain days where the office gets really, really busy and you're going to have to wait if you're there. So
that makes sense.
And go online. I mean, you can most of the things that they do, you can do online, and you should if you're able to do that that way.
Yeah.
And also by credit card, you don't have to have a check anymore. You can use pay by credit card. So now you wouldn't want to pay property taxes that way because they're too big.
No, the fees would be a little humongous.
The
on
fees
that one.
Would kill you on something like a property tax. Yeah. But on a driver's license or something like that, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, you and I had this great talk the other day because I go way back in the Republican Party, as do you. And I had almost forgotten that one of my first jobs outside of my family's sort of little business was with the Republican Party. I was an opposition researcher in Washington during the 1976 Ford campaign.
Wow.
Worked for the RNC and had a little office. And my job was to, in addition to doing research papers on the opposition, which was Jimmy Carter and Fritz Mondale at the time, we would do we had a chase team that ran around the country. And, I had to schedule airlines here and there and for these three or four guys. Sometimes it was four. They would go every place that Fritz Mondale or Jimmy Carter would go and pretend they were in the press. We had press credentials for First Monday Magazine, which is a Republican publication that I don't know if it still exists or not.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of First Monday. Well, we had First Monday press credentials, which we had kind of made up ourselves. And so we would show up in the press pool, and then we would record everything that Mr. Carter or Mr. Mondale would say. In the course of formally in their speech and informally when they were just talking to somebody, and we would catch them in flips. So Carter in particular was famous for saying one thing to one crowd and something else to the next crowd.
Seems to be a Democrat trait.
So yeah. I can't say, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun right up until we lost the election.
Yeah. Well,
by just a little bit. Mr. Carter won the election.
Yeah.
And so we all had to go home after that. They kept very little field staff because the next election was 2 years away. So a couple of field guys stayed. One person stayed in the research department. None of the opposition people got to stay. So I went over to saw my Congressman Charlie Bennett and said, Mr. Bennett, could you give me a job here on the Hill? And he said, no, you go back to Jacksonville.
Oops.
He knew
Jimmy. Yeah, really, he knew Jimmy. Oh dear. Well, that you have been around for a while then.
Oh yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. I'm younger than I look.
There you go. Now, okay. So you were property appraiser for quite some time.
Yeah, for 12 years, three terms.
People who know your name going, I know this guy. That's why Jim Overton was property appraiser for three terms. Long time.
Three terms. Yeah. So I've been on the ballot countywide three times. And I was in the council for, two and a half terms. Tilly Fowler left early on Council 14, District 14 seat, going to Congress. And so she and I had a chat about that. And she said, well, I'll support you. I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to make commercials for you, but I'll support you. And she did, which was helpful. And so I ran. I had run for the House a couple of years before that, and had not won. long another story for another day. But so I ran for Tilly's seat and won, and then stayed on the council for two terms after that. So I was on the council actually for 10 years.
Okay.
Which is a little, and then I ran for property appraiser in 2003, got elected and served for three terms.
Okay. So now Michael Corrigan is resigning. He's moving over. He's going to be CEO Visit Jax. All I could think of was Hello Jax, and that wasn't quite it. But same deal. Visit Jax.
It's a convention and visitors bureau. Yeah. most places.
Yeah, and so and we certainly wish him well there. I think he'll do a magnificent job. But that opens up the property tax office early. So now you're on the August ballot.
Right, I'm on the August ballot.
So why are you running? Why do you want to be tax collector?
Well, I've sat out for 3.5 years. I was not ready to retire from my job in public service when they reinstituted term limits. Mm-hmm. So I would have stayed for one more term and would have been coming out this time. It's what I do. It's really I'm good at it. I'm good at public service. I'm particularly good at managing an office that size. I've done it before. I know the ropes. I know how the budget works. It's interesting to me to manage that size of an operation. I've got a business degree in college and a master's degree in public administration. Mm. So it's right down my alley to manage a government unit like that.
So, and you've got the administrative experience.
Which is what this job is. It's an administrative job, and you don't make any policy in the tax office. You just administer the law, and hopefully you administer it to the public's liking. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge. The challenge is, like I said, it's the first place that everybody meets the government.
Right.
When you open a business, you get an occupational license. When you buy a piece of property, you pay the property tax, and so mm-hmm. it's the one place that you get to interface with the government. So it's a really important job for me, but it's also a challenge to get it right every time, to have that customer interface be the right way, done the right way,
right.
With fairness, with promptness, with courtesy. Those are the challenges of the job, is to motivate that staff to treat the public at like a customer,
mm-hmm.
You would in a private business, and hopefully they'll come away with a good experience. I had a lot of success in the property appraiser's office. We did some polling while I was there, and we had good numbers in terms mm-hmm. of our interface with the public. So I'm hoping to replicate that success.
Yeah, yeah, and I got to say, I mean, obviously, I'm in the tax collector's office every now and then for whatever needs to be done, and I have always been impressed when we moved here. We moved here from California, and they didn't call it a tax collector. It had some fancy name to make you think that they weren't collecting taxes. Here, it's pretty obvious what you're doing. So it's pretty straightforward. So you are on the ballot, and we're running out of time here, but you're on the ballot in August.
Yes, sir, ma'am. August.
That's okay. That's all right. And
Ray's sitting here too. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. But you're out campaigning. You're
out campaigning, and then I'll be on the ballot again in the spring.
Okay.
Because it's a 5 month term, and then I have to run again.
Okay. How do people find your campaign? Where do they look you up?
JimOverton.com on the internet.
That's easy enough. JimOverton.com. And again, Mr. Overton is running for tax collector in Duval County. So, Jim, thank you so much for being here. I will see everybody back next Thursday, every Thursday, 2 o'clock.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.